Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Precious in His Sight. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, how could that be? That you're giving all this stuff, you're feeding people, you're housing people, you spend your last dime, and it means nothing. How could that be? Because you weren't doing it because you valued them. You were doing it for some other reason. What other reason? A hole you've got in you I'm trying to pay back. Come on, are you listening? You want people to see you and notice how wonderful you are. Something that you're trying to do to get some identity, to get some approval, to get some notice. If you're doing it for those reasons, it doesn't mean a thing. And it's not going to profit you anything. But if you're doing it, because if I give, like we were mentioning earlier, if I give you something that's valuable to me, because you're more valuable to me than that, that's love. I love you more, far more than I do it. Well, that's profitable. That's valuable. Verse 5 goes on to say, love seeks not her own. Or valuing. Esteeming. Seeks not her own. There's only one way you're not going to seek your own. Because you found it. You've got it. You can't be delivered. I don't care how much education somebody has, how much stuff they've got in the world. People try to put on a good front. But people without God are hopelessly insecure. Amen. And full of fears. They may hide them. Number one, they're afraid to die. And they're afraid, even if they've made it in some ways, they're afraid of losing it. And those fears dog their tracks. And ultimately they know some of this they're going to lose. And in death, can't take it with you. So you can't get rid of the fear. Can't get rid of the insecurities. But when you've got yours, it frees you up to look about helping somebody else. Helping take care of them. Listen to some other scriptures along this line. Said out loud, love seeks not its own. 1 Corinthians 10, just listen to these. You don't have to turn there. 1 Corinthians 10, 31. This is in the NIV. He says, I'm not seeking my own good, but the good of many, so that they may be saved. 1 Corinthians, 33. He said, so that they may be saved. And he went on to say, follow my example, 11:1, as I follow the example of Christ. Did Jesus come into the earth on a quest to find himself? To reach ultimate enlightenment. No. To seek the approval of the masses. And to convince them to love him so he would quit feeling alone. One time it said they came to make him king. And he just left. Is that right? He just left because the Bible said he knew what was in man and he didn't need any of them to testify about it. Oh, come on. Can you see this? It's wonderful. It's wonderful. We got to die to who we were. I'm not a Moore boy. I'm God's boy. I'm not a white boy. You can laugh. It's okay. Everybody's so scared of racism, man. he said white boy. I'm not white, I'm beige. If you're dark skinned, you're not black, you're probably mocha. Amen. You know, I endeavor to avoid saying black man, white man.
Right, man.
Why? If you're not going to say, look, there's a white man, then why do you say there's a black man?
Right.
That's good.
Or a red man? Hmm?
Yeah.
It's a man.
That's right.
Amen.
Oh man, let's get away from those descriptors. What do you think? It's not relevant. I don't need to be proud of being white. I don't need to be ashamed of being white. Because that's not my permanent color anyway. Somebody said, what color do you think God is? Your people say all kind of stuff. You know, I think God's black. I think God's a woman. You hear all kind of stuff. You're a custom. Somebody said, well, nobody knows. Read the Bible. Read the Bible. He's always referred to he in a masculine gender. And the Bible said he's fire from his loins down, from his loins. What color is he? He's fire color. What color is fire? Well, it depends. Right? It can be white hot. It can be glowing orange. Right? He's not locked into one color. And since I'm a son of his, later on past this life, I may show up one day and I'll be purple. And you go, whoo, Brother Keith, that's a nice shade on you. It doesn't mean a thing. What I'm saying, your identity should not be in your gender, your background, your color. Come on, don't say, I'm a this. I'm not a white boy. I'm not a more boy. I'm God's boy. I'm God's boy. I'm God's boy, and I always will be God's boy. That's who I am. That's what I am. It gives me my value. And knowing that secures my soul. And I don't have to pull on you to approve me. I don't have to. And I, you know, if you want to find out some things about this, let thousands of people see you and hear you every week. And go on TV. And you will find out how secure you are, because people will say some stuff, man. I was telling some friends of ours just the other day, I was at a meeting a while back and I was leaving, and a guy caught me. He said, Brother Keith, you on TV? I said, yeah, sometimes. And he said, my wife just loves you. She listens to you. He said, I'm not much on you myself. But she loves you. In other words, kind of say, I don't know why, but she does. Should I leave going, well, why don't he like me? Why don't he like me? Go back and tell Phil, you know, that guy said he ain't much on me. He don't like me. What did I ever do to him? I'm just preaching my heart out, trying to do the best of it. That's not his problem. That's my problem. That one guy followed me out of a place one day, this years ago, and he said, I don't believe it. I don't believe it, what you said. And I don't like you. I said, you don't know me? If you knew me, you'd like me. I think that made him madder than the other did. But man, if you believed every letter and every ugly email, I've had people just, I mean, do everything but call you a nice fella. And say, you know, you are hurting the body of Christ. And the stupidity and the stuff that you're saying and doing, you should do the body a favor and get out and stop and quit. Should I go, oh. That's so mean. That's so mean. Why you gotta be so mean? At that point, that's not their problem. That's me not knowing who I am and what I am. Now, if I've missed it, I want to see it and know it and repent and get it right. But if not, you file that in the place, you know, next to the floor. And and you go on. And even if I did miss it, my identity wasn't in my perfect performance anyway. That's not what makes me what I am, who I am. He loved me before I ever got into ministry. He paid that for me before I ever knew anything. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He said in Philippians 2:21, he talked about Timothy. He said he was going to take care of you like I do. He said, because all seek their own, Philippians 2:21, and not the things which are Jesus Christ. Why do people seek their own? Because they got this big gaping hole inside them that they're trying to fill. And they're looking for approval from every corner. And they desperately want to believe they're worth something. And they matter to somebody. But the truth is, no matter how many people pat you on the back or hug you or tell you that you're great and you're important, that's not enough until you get it from your Creator. The one who made you. The one who gives you breath. And you get a glimpse of not just your history, but your future. And you realize what He has already done is forever and has given me eternal value that no man can take from me. Jesus even said this. He said, don't be scared of people that can kill your body. Didn't He say that? And after that, no more, they can't do a thing. He said, don't be scared of them. Why? Well, you know, this is temporary anyway. Somebody throws a gun in your face and says, I'm going to blow you away. You go, well, I don't recommend it. But you know, if you do, you need to repent and get right with God. But are you going to do it? Yeah, I'm doing it. Glory to God. I'm going to see Jesus in a few minutes here. You don't have to be scared. Secure. No fear. Valued and precious in His eyes. No neediness. Does this sound like a group of people that would be the light of Christ in a dark world? Does it sound like a group of people that'd be strong to minister to each other and not be pulling all the time? I need and I want. And it sounds like something that when people on the outside see it, they immediately know, that's what I want. I want to be like that. I need that. Hallelujah. And you say, you can have it right now. Let me show you this. And pray the prayer. And lead them on in. Stand on your feet, everybody.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Precious in His Sight, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.